Okay, the problem with most of these hoaxes and trying to get people to understand they've been lied to is to unring the bell of ego. This guy here, add up the numbers, 7. So you were somewhere in your life and they lied to you on the news and they told you about this and somebody in your life lied to you, or you saw it on the TV and you lied to yourself. It doesn't make it true. So I was looking at this picture and the next few in a line, and I noticed something about the character that's in the spot that would be JFK. First of all, there's no shot. Nobody died, nobody hurt. There was no assassination. In fact, right here, there's no President Kennedy in the car. He's not in the car right now. There is no President Kennedy in the car right now. I'm just letting you know that in these pictures. What you're looking at is a dummy. And then it goes pumpkin head after a few more frames, and then the front blows out of it like an old tire. All right. There's no President Kennedy in that car right now. So you're thinking to yourself, man, this guy's gone crazy. He just, you know, you literally just threw your dreidel out the window and your yarmulke on the Six-Day War video. You know, now this one, I'm telling you that your hero who never did jack shit, because all that stuff he's associated with, Cuban Missile Crisis, all that's a hoax, right? How do you have a real hero assigned to hoaxes? Have you actually thought about what you believe in? Have you given it a full thought? And so, and said, okay, now if I know that this guy's a hoax, then everything he's assigned to and touches is a hoax as well. So then you're asking yourself, how did they pull this off? Because I just got done telling you there was no President Kennedy in the car, but you're looking at these videos saying, I can see President Kennedy in the car. Yes, you can. And I'll explain to you how this happened. We're going to go to the corner of Daily Plaza, and if anybody's ever followed this, if don't the book Suppository, I call it that because that's what you'll need if you go down that road. Okay, so to get to the how they did it part. So look at this scene, Pumpkinhead goes boom, everybody off to the races, and the rest is history, right? So how did they do it? Well, they filmed it twice, and what made me think about that was the fact that things are not the same in several places, and I'm going to go ahead and slow down the video and show you a few places. Notice the two ladies at the bottom right. She'll have a purse towards the end of the scene. This is where he's a pumpkinhead. There is no Kennedy in the car right there. That's a dummy. There is no Kennedy at all after the curve, period. There's a dummy in there the entire time. I'm going to show you where they filmed it twice. So they had one scene where he goes through the first time. Everybody's happy. They get that film. This is complete contrivance right here. This all starts at that corner. You never do see. Do you see the switch? Now keep an eye. It's real important to keep an eye on the lower part of the screen. And you're going to see people's legs. The guy with his legs splayed in particular. You'll see the snap close all of a sudden. That's because that's where the splice happens. All right? Keep an eye on the legs at the bottom. Legs at the bottom.
And is shown without the images between the sprocket holes. The framing is the standard format.
Snap close. Do you see how it's spliced together? I'm going to keep showing you until you understand that these are two different tapes spliced together. Okay? That's going to be an old pumpkin head. Coming around the corner right there. There is no President Kennedy in that car. Period.
options and is shown without the images between the sprocket holes. The framing is the standard format.
All right, now keep an eye now. Make the splice. All of a sudden, you're seeing
the images between the sprocket holes. The framing is the standard format. The framing is the standard format.
Okay, so you see they spliced it, so this has been a retake a couple times. This is just nothing more than another drill, just like Sandy Hook or anything else. So what I'm going to show you now that you see how that transition was made.
And it's shown without the images between the sprocket.
I'm going to go ahead and show you the head,
the
pumpkin head.
Format.
And you will see just with your eye, knowing now that it's a dummy, no more than a dummy, you're going to see that's why its arms are up in that odd up position. Because you just push the elbow up and then they'll move straight up. See, they spliced it right there. That's a dummy, guaranteed. All right, I'm gonna slow it down so you can go ahead and watch that. After the splice, it's a dummy. I'm gonna slow it way down so you can take a real good look at that dummy head. And the way that you'll wanna look at that is just look at the head itself and the arms. And after you look at the head and the arms, just notice that they don't move. And when they do move, it's all in comparison, it's all at the same time together. It's because it's just a dummy. And then as soon as the pumpkin head goes boom, she goes into action. Because they're all just actors. She's not a president's wife. She's an actor's wife. And they're all liars. So you know that's the split. You see it split. Boom, they put it together. That's a dummy. Those arms are up because that's just a dummy. It didn't get shot. There is no shots fired. And if you look in the background, you see the two in the black, or I'm sorry, the two in the blue and the white. It's a dummy. You can see that, right? That's just a dummy. Not a real person. So they just filmed the approach several times. It's like on those old 70s shows where you watch the car chase, and when they showed you the overhead view, you saw the tire tracks of the dress rehearsal run. Still on the ground, still wet, you know, so you saw exactly where they were going to drive. This is the same thing. That's a dummy. You do see that, right? That's just really look at it. Really look at it. It's a dummy. You do see that, right? Because notice, now that you notice a dummy, notice that nobody's doing anything until the pumpkin head goes boom. And then it's, you know, everybody in acting quick. It's a dummy. Now that you know it's a dummy, watch it. Now the next bit to get your head around is how does then the arms move, right? Everybody says, oh, he got shot once and his arms move. No. The character playing the wife is an active player. Do you know she just moved the arms right there? You can watch. Now watch with your eyes the character. It goes pumpkin head. And then she reacts, but watch it before she's actually manipulating the arms. And I'm going to show you here in a few minutes, slow down footage to prove this point. So you already know that this is a dual shot scene. That's a dummy in the car right there. That's not a real person at all, period. You will watch at the very beginning of this scene, and I'll show that to you right now. Hold on. So anyone who's putting out stories that this is real is a liar. Notice how she's gonna grab the arms. She moves them up, all right? Then she'll pull them down because that's a dummy. And notice how the dummy just rides the same. Just keep watching it. It'll just keep riding at the same level. Just straight through. But she's pulling them down now. See that? It's just a dummy. I'll give you a little bit more to look at. Okay, now look at the dummy. You can see it's just a dummy. And as soon as they're ready, they're waiting, pumpkin head, and they'll go into action. Notice how everything's being manipulated. Now that you know it's a dummy and it's a dual scene and you can see that that's a dummy, you can tell. Just check out the hair. Check out the way that it's riding. So now, watch it in regular speed. And you won't ever be fooled again by these liars. So, I mean, people have made bank on this hoax. And they didn't notice that the film was clipped and that that was a dummy. They didn't notice that. So anyways, now you can go ahead and watch it again at full speed with full understanding. And you will
not be fooled. The images between the sprocket holes could only be seen on slides of the original film. This is the first time that those images can be seen as part of a motion sequence. Zapruder frame numbers are also displayed for research purposes.
They're about to make the click right here. They're calling this a single video, and I'm calling it a hoax. Click right there. It clicked. There's a dummy in that car at that point. There's not a real person. You can tell by watching the arms. She's manipulating the dummy. It goes pumpkin head. The rest is history. Nobody died. Nobody got hurt. Period.
The images between the sprocket holes could only be seen on slides of the original film. This is the first time that those images can be seen as part of a motion sequence. Zapruder frame numbers are also displayed for research purposes. The images between the sprocket holes could only be seen on slides of the original film. This is the first time that those images can be seen as part of a motion sequence. Zapruder frame numbers are also displayed for research purposes.